entertain a motion to come out of recess into public session for public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
I thought he said Mrs. Cole.
Yes.
No, Mr. Cole. But you can be Mrs. Cole.
No.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now back into public session. Mr. Rutt.
Thank you. This is the time and place for public hearings on zoning matters, and we have two applications today. But let me go over the ground rules. When council holds a public hearing on a zoning application, these are legislative hearings. Because council uses the information which is obtained during the hearing to decide whether to adopt or amend an ordinance or to amend the comprehensive plan in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its legislative deliberations, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning persons within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberation. Each application will be announced, and if it is a zoning ordinance, the director of planning and zoning or a representative will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made a part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The council may pose questions during the presentation. The applicant will be called on to present and explain the application and present reasons supporting the application. Council may question the applicant and any witnesses. After the information has been presented by the applicant, council will provide an opportunity for anyone who is in favor of the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker's stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker's stand, and this is the speaker's stand right here. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. And if you have a written statement, please hand it to me, and it will be made a part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that the prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing of each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action when it was heard before them, council will do otherwise. Thank you.
First application is conditional use number 2010. The application of Cross Christian Academy Incorporated. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a Christian Academy private school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.55 acres, more or less, for land lying south of Route 16, Beach Highway, 1,020 feet west of Road 595A, Spruce Road, and also being north of Road 595A, Spruce Road, 1,075 feet southwest of Route 16, Beach Highway. 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 230, map 26, parcel 6.03. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on February 26 of 2015. The commission, in the review of the public hearing, found that the applicant provided survey, site plans, and an exhibit booklet with their application. That exhibit booklet has been provided to the council members. I only had four, if you can share. I passed down copies of the site plan for reference, and I also passed down copies of letters in support.
Are they all separated by, okay.
Yeah, they're all separated by.
All right, so.
Each just take
all
one.
All right,
in
very good.
They're all attached together.
Very good.
The exhibit booklet contained references to the site plan, land use maps, building plans, DLDOT correspondence, information on waste disposal, references to the Maple Marsh tax ditch, environmental information, and photographs. We also heard comments from Department of Transportation, DLDOT. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. There were 20 letters of support received on this application. And it's noted that some of those letters were from the students in the academy. Don Porter, director of the academy, was present with Gene Byard, Esquire of Morris Jeans, Wilson, Halbrook, and Byard, LLP, and Roger Gross, project manager from Earstone Consultants, all gave testimony. There were no parties present speaking in support, but there were 21 parties present that raised their hands in support. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2010 for the Cross Christian Academy Incorporated for a school based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is for a small school, which is a public use that will benefit Sussex County residents. Two, the site is located in the growth area of the town of Ellendale, according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. No parties appeared in opposition to the proposed school, and 21 people were present in support of the school. The applicant has stated that the existing school is expanding and requires more space than is available in the building that is currently rented to the school. The site has been donated to the school, and the donor will still own much of the land that surrounds the school. The donor fully supports the school on this site. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. To the extent possible, its design and location will minimize tree removal on the site. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. B, all entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT requirements. C, addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. D, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, the final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas shown on the preliminary site plan, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. F, the developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. G, the site shall be served by an on-site wastewater disposal system. All improvements for collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. H, the site shall be served by an on-site well. All improvements for central water distribution, including wells, pumps, and storage facilities, shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and the Department of Public Health. And finally, I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with those conditions stated. Motion carried 4-0. To date, I've received no additional correspondence from any individuals or agencies on this application, and that's all I have unless you have questions.
Okay. You started out saying it was public school. Did I understand that?
What I said is the school is considered a public use.
Public use.
Right.
Not necessarily open to the public or?
They would have to wait and see how they describe it in their application.
Okay.
Best way to do that.
More detail.
Mm-hmm. More detail.
Got it.
Question to council.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Is the applicant or a representative of the applicant present?
Yes, Mr. Rutt.
Good afternoon, Gene Byard on behalf of the Academy. With me this afternoon to present the application are Don Porter, the administrator of the Academy, and Roger Gross from Mirrorstone, the project engineer and designer. We'll try to be brief. Don, if you could introduce yourself to council.
My name is Donald Porter. I'm director of the Cross Christian Academy.
Can you give council a brief history of the Academy?
The Cross is a 4 years old. We have K through 12. At the present time, we have approximately 40 students.
Where are you presently located?
In Ellendale, on the corner across from Rural Farms is the easiest explanation. So.
At the intersection?
Yes. Yeah.
Presently, how many students do you have?
40.
Number of faculty and staff?
At today, 12.
School hours?
8 till 5. We have aftercare. So.
Weekend activities? None present.
Not at the time. No.
Is it safe to say you've outgrown your present location?
Yes, sir.
Tell us how you acquired, or the Academy acquired, this property.
Joe Hudson donated it to the school.
Ultimately, what do you see as the size of your student population?
Well, I believe in speaking as a director, we have small classrooms. We go 1-6, 1-5 ratio. So I would say 75 is probably the limit on the students. It can go, as Roger reminds me, we can go up to 100. So, but
do you have any reason to believe, Don, that this would have any adverse impact on the neighborhood?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Do you think it would have any adverse impact on property values in the neighborhood?
No, sir.
To Mrs. Deaver's question, is this school open to the public?
No, it is a private school, private Christian school.
But you have any student from Sussex County?
Or Kent County.
Or Kent County is welcome.
Absolutely. And okay. We do have outreach.
How about Maryland? Communities.
No.
She's from Maryland.
they have to pay a tax, right?
Oh,
my.
Just checking.
No. Don, that's all I have. If you take a seat, I'm going to put Roger on. Roger, if you could identify yourself briefly.
Sure. Roger Gross. I'm a professional engineer with Mirrorstone Consultants out of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Could you go to the board and describe the site and its present condition to council?
Yes. Generally, the parcel is 9.5 acres. It's located west of Route 113. It has road frontage on Beach Highway, State Route 16, and road frontage on Spruce Road, which is County Road 595A.
Are there any woods or wetlands on the site?
There are no regulated wetlands or floodplains on the site.
What about woods?
There is an overhanging canopy that adjacent to the western property line.
What about neighboring property owners, Roger?
Generally, the land use to the east, south, across Spruce Road, and to the north, across Beach Highway, is in an agricultural land use. There are residential properties to the west. There are two houses, one on this lot, which is at the, which fronts on Beach Highway. And then there's a residence that fronts on Spruce Road down here. These lots appear to be vacant with access and frontage up on Beach Highway.
Mm. Let's talk about the tax ditch. There is a tax ditch that affects
Correct.
The site?
Correct. The easterly boundary is a prong in the Maple Marsh tax ditch. It had varying right-of-way widths of 30 feet and 80 feet. We met with the state drainage office. And basically, through meeting with them, it was determined that it would be more appropriate to have it consistent with a 30-foot from the top of the bank. So a court order revision was filed with the proprietary's office, and I think we just got the paperwork back, and it was recorded last week.
Limiting the right-of-way for the ditch to 30 feet?
30 feet from top of bank.
How is this property designated on the state strategies map?
It's designated as a level four.
Immediately adjacent to level three, is that correct?
Yes.
What does the county's future land use map show for this property?
I believe it's considered a growth area for the town of Ellendale.
Based on your experience as an engineer, are there any stormwater management issues that cannot be addressed and resolved on site?
Well, the stormwater will be subject to the new stormwater regs that were passed in 2014, and we shouldn't have any problem implementing green BMPs such as filter strips and aquatic filtration swales to meet water quality objectives.
What about the sources of water and sewer to serve the site?
It's not in any recognized sanitary sewer district or central water district. So water will be an individual well on site subject to DENREC approval. Sewer is going to be also subject to DENREC approval. It will be an on-site wastewater disposal system. Actually, in your exhibit booklet, and I believe it's Section 5, the LPP system has already been designed and approved by DENREC for the anticipated wastewater flood from the site.
Tell us about any issues with DELDOT.
We're going to have a no issues with DELDOT. based off of our limited traffic that we're anticipating and the limited amount of traffic that's on Spruce Road, that's where our access point will be. Developers agreed to pay an area-wide study fee in lieu of a TIS for the project.
Can you take the council on a quick tour of the site plan, Roger?
Sure. Fairly straightforward site plan. There's three buildings. The two larger buildings are less than 10,000 square feet. The building closest to Spruce Road is going to be used for classrooms and administrative offices. The larger building behind that will be used for an indoor athletic center and gymnasium activity. And there's a small 2,400 square foot maintenance building off to the east. There's area reserved in the front corner for a future baseball field. And it's hard to see, I think it's in the booklet on your site plan section. You can see the graphics. This is the septic system up here on the western edge that was approved. And parking, it meets the county's parking ordinance based off of the number of anticipated students going to be using the facility. And conceptually, we're looking at, for stormwater, we're looking at draining and using swales and filter strips into some sort of infiltration system located in the back here.
Sure, that's all the questions I have of you. Council, you have a volume of letters of support in the file. You'll note in the back of the room, unless they're here in opposition, there are a number of students, parents, friends, and faculty. And I presume, I'm guessing, that all of you are in support of the application. Those in support, if you could raise your hands, please, we could get a count. I think this is a basic civics lesson, not a key. That's all we have. That's the application.
Will you be teaching government or law or
God
something?
God forbid, Mr. Cole.
Because that could affect my voting on
well,
that.
Let's not go there.
I'm glad you asked that question.
Were you thinking the same thing?
Yes, I was.
I thought that.
Mr. Ennis used to do things like that.
Yeah. It's in level four, so how does that affect this application as far as the
what
state's concerned?
The state
investment level.
No investment whatsoever.
Right.
In level four, and it will be up to the applicant to make what improvements DELDOT requires.
Right.
Check out that.
At its own expense.
That's what I wanted to know. And that is the only way that it being in level four
that's correct. That's the
them.
Only way this goes forward.
All right.
But, Mrs. Deaver, the school's off to a rousing start when a donor creates the opportunity and presents the school with a gift.
Did I hear that was Joe Hudson?
The very same.
Is that right?
Anyway, we believe this is fully consistent with Article 15, Section 22 of our zoning ordinance. It's consistent with the comprehensive plan, with the conditions of approval that the commission has recommended. We think this is a significant addition to this area of the county. It's also a landmark day for the Cross Christian Academy. Be glad to answer any questions you have.
Questions of council?
No. Actually, I would like to,
Charlotte,
if I may, Mr. President, I would love to, if anyone is willing to step up, we still public comment, right? So any of the students want to come up and share? I would love to hear that, actually.
I see one in the back.
Any volunteers? You don't get extra.
We won't bite, I promise you.
Come on up. Who's the BMOC out there?
I think personal testimony always goes a long way.
Your name.
Please introduce yourself to council.
My name is Pastor Nicole Kessler, and you want to know my address, too, right? I'm 124 Dickens Lane, Felton, Delaware, 19943. Mm-hmm. I'm currently a full-time teacher in the high school of the Cross Christian Academy, and I was introduced to them the prior year when they were operating out of our church. And I was just in awe of the students and the teachers, and I just had to be a part of it. And I have a degree, but it's not in this, and I just had to be a part of the students' lives and working with them, and they've just come so far, and it's an awesome place for people to not only have a second chance, but a first one. And the teachers and the staff work so hard to meet the students where they are and to get them ahead and to push them and challenge them and encourage them and most of all love them. So we've just had such an awesome year already this year, and we just look forward to meeting new students and just keeping that small ratio so that we can be in each of the students' lives and a part of them.
A lot of them coming out of public school into this school. Is that how it's working?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have about a mix of homeschool. Some have moved from mm-hmm. homeschool to our school, and then the other half have come from public school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the admission is policy is there's got to be some sort of just wondering, do you have a grade level or some sort of admission?
If I can interject. Mm-hmm. It is K through 12, and mm-hmm. you have a process that the parents go through
to
fill out the forms and all of that.
Yeah.
And we do meet with the parents and this and their child or student
right.
Beforehand. And honestly, I don't think we've turned down anyone yet because, like she said, we kind of look at the heart before we look at anything else. And all of these kids, like she was saying again.
Well, I would think that more teachers per student would certainly be an
absolutely.
Improvement over the public school.
Right. We try that 1-6, 1-5 ratio, mm-hmm. especially on the 7th grade down level. And it seems mm-hmm. to be working. So.
And you don't know of any reason why I shouldn't be on that property, do you?
No, not good. At all.
I actually have two concerns, if I may, and that would be number one, I see a baseball field, and I see the outfield are two buildings. So for me, is what happens when these kids slap some home runs across that fence, and they go right into the school? So I think the kids have a new goal set. Who's going to be the first one to hit a home run over that fence and hit a window out?
There's no windows planned on that side.
So I think that I think it'd be fun to see who's going to be the first one. Number two is a future expansion. Obviously, there's a lot of green space, on the north side there. If you continue at this rate, you guys will continue to grow. I don't know if you are envisioning a ceiling or.
Absolutely.
I just don't
want to get away from
I know 100 kids I've
the
read.
The original vision has been to keep the classroom small.
Yeah.
Keep it a small ratio. And it has, like, they were coming from the public system, it has definitely worked. Mm-hmm. We can kind of meet them where they're at when they get to us. We also have kids that have advanced further than. Where their age would be just because of the 105 or 106, because mm-hmm. we don't sure. hold them back. But we do try to find out where they are and meet that. Mm-hmm. And in growth, I can say we've been blessed with a donation across the street for a possible soccer field and baseball field. So I was in the same place you were at, thinking about balls going towards the school, and I think we'd have to build a huge Fenway, but I don't know if that would hold some of them. But it is looking at going on the other side of Spruce, so at least to have an open field with some grass.
Well, I just want to say welcome to my district in case we approve this. It is in my district, and I'm glad of it.
Other question?
Your district.
Is there any?
You say it's in your district?
Are you going to fight with me over that, Tim?
I don't have to fight you. I know whose district it is. It's in mine.
So many people in my district, it had to be reduced. You took the other folks.
You're in the wrong town, Joan.
Uh-oh. Well.
Could you two just keep it down? We're trying to impress these children with
As far as I'm concerned, it's in my district.
With our decor.
It's in my area, and I'm very happy.
Okay. Is there anyone else here who wishes to speak in support of the application?
We do. Oh. Good.
Rob, you've got somebody stirred up.
Now you've started. So.
That's good. That's real good. That's important.
Hello, my name is Leah Ferguson. I live up in Kent County, actually, and I drive down from Dover every day to go to school. And the school was originally in Milford at the church that Pastor Nicole was working at, and then the move down to Allendale, and it's a farther drive for me, but the quality of the education is worth the drive. I was a former homeschool student, and having a place like the Cross Christian Academy was able to get me out from being a homeschool student into being with regular, everyday people. So having a place like the Cross Christian Academy is a wonderful place to have in the community.
And how old are you, for the record?
I'm 17.
And what grade?
11th.
11th grade. So how do you like Sussex County? How do you like Sussex County?
My dad works down here.
Wrong answer.
I think your fellow students are appreciative that you've labeled them as normal.
Very good testimony.
Thank you so much for stepping up and sharing.
Good move on your part.
All right. Anyone else wish to stand or come to the front and speak?
Oh, all right. Here's another.
Uh-oh.
We're on a roll.
Good. They're not shy. I like that.
Good.
It's okay. Just talk.
My name is Rebecca Mastin. I am from Sussex County. I live in Lincoln. I am a student of the Cross Christian Academy. I'm in ninth grade. Last year was my first year coming. I originally was a homeschooler. It is a new experience for me. I've never been in something much like this. I used to just go to like language learning classes during the summer. So this has like been the second best year of school I've ever had. Also, the sports that I play are volleyball, and it's quite well. I love playing it. We're very supportive of our teammates. We try our best to endurance. For our endurance, we can have the best teamwork we can have. And that's all I'm going to say.
You're coming from homeschooling?
Yeah.
This is a good transition. You're finding it's a good transition. Mm-hmm. You're the second person, I think, you said that. Transition, it's a good one. Huh?
Yes,
okay,
thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Anyone else wish to speak in support of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition? No one's come forward. So, Mr. Vincent, time to close the public hearing.
We can close the public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public comment.
Yep.
Ask Mr. Rutt to read the short title.
This is Conditional Use 2010, filed on behalf of the Cross Christian Academy, Inc., an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a Christian Academy/private school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 9.55 acres more or less.
Pleasure,
council.
I move
for adoption.
I make a motion.
With the conditions, of course.
With the conditions.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
To approve conditional use 2010 with the conditions as listed from planning and zoning.
Right.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I think the conditions are very thoughtful. I think it's an appropriate use for that area. And I vote yes, along with planning and zoning.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes for the same reasons, and plus that it shouldn't have any effect on any neighboring property values.
Mr. Arlett?
Absolutely yes. And we're glad to see this piece of property being placed to this use, and I wish them very well in their endeavors.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes, and by the way, my granddaughter lives in that area, and also it's named Cross, means forgiveness. And not only that, the blood completely wipes away all faults, all sin. Such, if you look at the cross, you can never go wrong. That's the way I look at it. And, of course, that's the name of your school. So that's my philosophy. So it's naturally, I vote yes for it.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
A good idea.
Yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning's findings and their conditions as placed. I think it'll be a good thing. Wish you well. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next.
Next is a public hearing. Conditional use 2011 filed on behalf of Douglas Hitchens Trading as Hitchens Auto Sales LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automotive sales lot expansion to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less. Land lying northeast of Route 18, also known as Route 404, and also known as Seashore Highway, 950 feet northwest of Route 527, Wilson Hill Road, with a 911 address of 12769 Seashore Highway, Georgetown, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 231, Map 5, Parcel 7.06. The Planning and Zoning held a public hearing on this application on February 26th of 2015. I've just passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. The site plan is basically the same as that site plan already approved. It only provides for additional, the request is for additional 20 parking spaces over the approved 10. The commission heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We did not request comments from DLDOT since the use is not changing, only the number of vehicles to be displayed for sale. The commission was advised, and it is noted in the report to the council of the previous application, which had public hearing on January 9th of 2006, and the commission had recommended it be denied on October 26th of 2006 for the previous conditional use. Council approved the conditional use on January 9th of 2007 with 9 conditions. The 9 conditions are quoted in the report. Douglas Hitchens was present during the public hearing and gave testimony. As I stated, his request is to change from 10 vehicles to be displayed, which was a restriction, to 30 vehicles. In total, there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application and did by motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration and to leave the record open for copies of the record of the previous public hearing for conditional use number 1667 on the same site. On March 12th, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Smith added that he had reviewed the application file and listened to the audio since he was not present during the public hearing. It was noted to the commission that by providing them copies of the minutes of the previous applications for conditional use 1667 held on October 12th of 2006 and decision on October 26th of 2006. And thereafter, Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2001 for Douglas Hitchens, Trading as Hitchens Auto Sales LLC, to modify conditional use number 1667 to allow 30 cars for sale on an automotive sales lot based upon a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1. Conditional use number 1667 for an automotive sales lot was approved by council on January 9th of 2007. That approval was limited to the use of 10 cars for sale at any one time. 2. The use has been open for 4 years with only 10 vehicles for sale at any one time without complaint. 3. The additional cars would be located in the area of the site that is currently improved with stone millings, and the site improvements will not change as a result of this application. 4. The expansion will not adversely affect neighboring properties, which includes a trucking company to the west of the site. 5. No parties appeared in opposition to the application. And 6. Condition number 2 of conditional use number 1667 shall be amended to state that the maximum number of vehicles to be displayed shall not exceed 30. All other conditions of conditional use 1667 shall remain in effect. There was a motion and second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0. Mr. Wheatley was absent during this public hearing.
And you're saying 30, that they're suggesting 30 automobiles.
The request was to be able to display 30 vehicles.
Right. And
he basically said that he couldn't survive with 10.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
So that is in their conditions, then, is what I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it changes from 10 to 30.
10 to 30, yeah, okay.
Everything else stays the same.
Okay, so it won't look different, much different.
Than would.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Anything further received?
Mr. Nothing else received. Did hear today that the applicant had a death in the family and could not attend, and we're here before you to hold a public hearing.
I understand that Mr. Baird is going to step in and pinch hit for the applicant. Is that correct?
Mr. Rudd, I won't say I was retained by Mr. Lank, but I was asked by Mr. Lank to speak on behalf of Mr. Hitchens. The reason he cannot be here is that his son died this morning.
Wow.
What you have is a pretty clear record of what the commission has found. This is a conditional use that's been in existence for 4 years without violation. It appears to be a clean, well-run business. The only change in what was approved by council 4 years ago is the number of vehicles that may be displayed. Beyond that, I'll try to answer any questions you have, but the record that the commission made, I think, is adequate to support any decision for Mr. Hitchens.
Any questions from council? For purposes of the record, is there anyone here in support? I'm seeing none. Is there anyone here in opposition? And again, there's no one here. Mr. Vincent, hearing portion can be
closed. We will close the public hearing. Is it okay with council?
Yes.
Close public comment. I ask Mr. Rutt to read the short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive sales lot expansion to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.0 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett.
Is that with conditions?
To approve.
With conditions.
Condition use 2011 with the conditions as read in the record by
thank you.
Mr. Lank, Mr. Rutt. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
The conditions make good sense to me. I can see that planning and zoning has gone through this quite well. And so I would vote yes with the conditions that they are stating in accordance with planning and zoning.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's an extension of an existing conditional use. And there were no impact on neighboring properties. So I'll vote yes.
Charlotte.
Yes, I will vote yes per the recommendation from planning and zoning.
Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendation of P&Z.
I also agree it's simply what I think is a minor change in the number of vehicles they can have there. It's just to change that conditional use. I think it makes sense. And for the reasons listed by planning and zoning in the record, I will vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
And that motion to adjourn.
You got it.
It's public hearing.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We're now adjourned.